we could say that the figures of the mandala of the five jhanas, they're like facets of a jewel. And that as you look at that jewel, it flashes with different colours. Sometimes it flashes blue, yellow, red, green or white. And it's the same jewel. It's the same jewel, but one looks at it from different aspects. So tonight we're, as it were, the jewel is reflecting back this beautiful ruby red light. And as we gaze into that light, we see and dwell on this particular, you know, from this particular angle, the qualities of the Buddha and of the enlightened mind. So Amitabha is a ruby red figure, and he sits in meditation posture on a red lotus. Well, actually, Amitabha isn't red, and he doesn't sit in meditation posture on a red lotus. What we see when we look at this red figure sitting in meditation on a red lotus, in a way, what we're looking at, you could say, is a map. We're looking at a map. And just as when we look at a map, it can help us to find our way in to a territory. It can help us to explore the countryside and discover its mysteries and beauties. Then this map, this particular sort of outline and form and way of describing Amitabha can be a useful way of beginning to approach the qualities that are Amitabha, but actually which are beyond form, really beyond any narrow definition. Just on a much more mundane level, you know, a person isn't a name. You know, when you do communication exercises, which probably most of you have done, you know, and you sit next to a person, you actually look at them, and you just begin to get a sense there's much more to them than that, just that initial sort of sense of a particular configuration of eyes and nose and ears and dress and name and way of speaking that you'd at first see. You know, one begins to sense depths beyond and depths to that person. We look at a photograph, you know, and we say, oh yes, that's so-and-so. But I mean, what we're actually looking at is a piece of paper with some colours on it. Yeah, we're not seeing the person at all. But that piece of paper with those colours on it, you know, it enables us to begin to sort of enter in with our imagination and understanding, you know, to recall that person, to recall what they're really like. So too, this image of Amitabha is like a doorway that enables us to begin to get a sense of this mysterious, magical quality of the Buddha, of the enlightened mind. So what I'm describing tonight, what I'm going to be describing as I describe Amitabha, is a doorway. So, you know, try not to get stuck in the doorframe. You know, try to have that sense of, as it were, looking beyond, looking behind, looking through, just that imaginative sense. You know, let your imagination sort of work with you as you explore this figure with me. Yeah, just allow your heart and your imagination to engage.